Gracias, hermano presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I wanted to offer the meeting a specific example which I hope will illustrate something and make a positive contribution to our discussion. After all, what we're trying to achieve with this declaration, as we do with all human rights instruments, is to improve the living conditions of the people to be covered by the declaration. That surely is the object of the exercise. We have about 380 peasant communities in Bolivia who raise livestock. They distribute lands collectively for raising cattle. These are breeders who move their herds from place to place. They're in the Bahia region, basically, and in the winter, when there isn't sufficient foodstuff around, they move the cattle to the selvas, where food is available for the animals all year round. So you've got peasant families and their herds moving up into the mountains. There are no roads there, so the movement takes several months. You have to go up in winter, you have to come down when it's the spring and when the rains have provided more foodstuff for the animals. So as I say, it's a major movement and it takes several months. It's done because the peasants understand their environment, their ecosystems, the climate, and how to use all three. It's based on a complex relationship between the farmers, their animals, and the environment in which they exist and work. It also contributes, incidentally, to preserving and maintaining biodiversity in the environment. We're discussing Article 20, the right to biological diversity now, and the words maintain, conserve, renew have been included. That's fine. That's the point. The right to biological diversity is essential, really. And given the importance of the relationship between peasants and farmers, their animals, and their environment, we need to preserve all of them from being misappropriated, abused, and or destroyed by major corporations. And that's a threat that's growing worldwide. Traditional practices are discussed in this forum, but if we don't preserve them, there'll be nothing left to discuss. Peasants and other people working in rural areas consider these things as part of their identity. It's not just the question of enjoying a cultural right, though. As the example I've just given you illustrates, these things are based on a cooperative, association-based, coordinated way of living, working, using the land, using the resources the land offers, and it also takes into account the importance of the biodiversity which guarantees what they live on. Let me just read to you the preambular paragraph of Resolution 2420. It says, recognizing also the degradation and the loss of biodiversity lead to discrimination, increase existing discrimination, and can have disastrous effects on the living conditions of local communities, peasants, and other persons who depend directly upon the products, forests, rivers, oceans, and lakes to obtain their food, their medicines, and their subsistence. This leads to greater marginalization and poverty. We are here to protect people from these problems of poverty and marginalization.